This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Someone who is a brand as well is Fiona Patton, who's the member of the Legislative Council for the Northern Metropolitan Region for the Australian Sex Party. Good morning, Fiona. How are you?
Good. I'm well, thanks, Mecca. How about you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, I came across earlier this little auction. Now, first off, who's benefiting from it? Who's it for?
For the Human Rights Law Centre.
Law Centre, right.
Legal Centre. Yeah.
Fantastic. I thought that was the case. Now, what
we like what they do, Fiona.
We love what they do.
I love what they do too. They're really quite extraordinary, and they've had some great wins over the last couple of years. Completely non-government funded.
Yes, I know. I know. I'm a supporter as well. Yes. Now, there's this a tour of Parliament by you for someone and a guest, followed by wine and cheese, and you've guaranteed to show them parts of the Parliament that most people haven't seen. And Neil Mitchell was listening earlier when we spoke about that, and he said, "Tell Fiona she's got to show them the prison cell," which yes. I thought could be repurposed as an office for the DLP. But,
yeah.
But tell us about what people.
I think that may have already happened.
Yeah,
they seem to be. They're very hard to find.
So tell us about, you know, this the tour. And, okay, the Human Rights Law Centre, great cause. Really, and of course, you know, some wine and cheese with you. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. sorry, just while I've got it here, we've had Mike from Collingwood who has rejoined his membership. So tell us about the tour, Fiona.
Well, when I first was elected to Parliament, I took a friend into Parliament, because I had no idea that I had sort of after-hours access. And it was one evening, and we got completely lost in the bowels of the Parliament. And it's because the building was built in 1856, but they have never stopped building it. So as they need more rooms, they kind of empty the coal out of the, you know, coal dungeons and put offices in there. And it's like a night in the museum, you know, it's quite fabulous and you really do get quite lost. And they've also got a vast, and I mean vast, collection of Victorian furniture.
Yeah, it's fabulous, it's fabulous.
And so you can walk down like this corridor of Victorian wardrobes and then there'll be another corridor of Victorian chaise lounges. And yeah, it's quite fantastic. I actually like going around just opening all the cupboards and seeing what's in them, which is less interesting. The contents are less interesting than I had imagined. But
Fiona,
find the prison cell.
When I reflect on my time in Parliament House, many years ago now, of course, often those cupboards had nothing in them.
Yes. Well, I found one that had a plastic bag.
It's so disappointing.
Used paper towels is a common stuffing for the Victorian cupboards and wardrobe. I found a little rugby teddy bear in one the other day.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, that would have been a chief of, that would have been someone's chief of staff.
Yeah. The DLPs, of course.
we try to be non-partisan on this show, Fiona.
Oh, very well done.
Yes,
well
your done. your mate Dean Beck just accused us of running a Labor agenda.
It's Saturday morning. You know, Dean's probably not had his happy pill. Dean, you know I love you if you're listening.
Yeah, we love him too, actually.
Fantastic.
But, you know, I'm on the search for the jail cell, as Neil recommended, but I'm also on the search for the elusive tunnel that apparently went under Spring Street to the nearest brothel. Which was owned by the infamous Madame Brussels.
Yes, and what about the Beat? The Beat's been shut down for a long time now, but there was, I don't think there was a tunnel, but across the back gate. Oh dear, put my foot in
really?
It again.
Really? At the back gate where the...
At the back gate, it was called the Flower Pot, I think. And it was an underground toilet. Apparently frequented by many an MP.
Oh, I know exactly where it is, and it's still open.
No, it's shut. It's been closed. You know, it's been shut in.
No, there's one just in that little park at the back of Parliament.
You'll find it's actually been
near that
closed.
Little man statue.
Yeah, you can't get in there.
Oh, can't you?
Yeah, no,
well,
it's...
I've never gone because it always said men, so yeah. I thought
you'd go in there looking for one
little
guy.
Woman I am. I know. Oh, that's where they are.
Well, we're going to have to, I tell you what, I'm going to put you on the spot. How about we'll, as part of our radiothon, we'll pick someone out over the next couple of weeks and they'll get a tour of the Parliament with you. How's that? Can you do that?
I would love to, and I will throw in some wine and cheese.
Wine and cheese, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But
we'll
you also,
do that at Strangers.
People have to bid as well for this tour of Parliament. And just Google it, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Wine and cheese and a tour of Parliament for yourself and someone else, and Fiona's going to do the same.
It's sitting at $300 at the moment. We can do a lot better than that, community. Come on, dig deep.
Yeah, that's right. We want, and so we'll probably do that in 2 weeks' time, Tess. We'll work out.
Yeah.
Who we're going to give it to.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Oh, that's a great idea. No, I'd love to do that. And they do actually have a quite a nice drop of wine.
Yes.
At the Strangers Bar.
Yes. Well, look, that's two lots of people you can get on the piss with.
Yes.
Fiona, we love your work. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you.
And love thanks for
work.
Supporting our communities as well.
And you know what? I reckon, Fiona, you should get Neil Mitchell to go on the tour with you.
What a great idea. I think I'm seeing him in a week or so, so I'll put him on the spot.
Yes. he can talk about the... I want a picture of Neil...
Macra and I can be your minders. We'll just follow you to make sure nothing happens.
I want a picture of Neil in the cell.
Yes. All right. Well, that's a deal. That's
okay.
An absolute deal. I'm sure Neil would absolutely jump at the opportunity.
He'll love it. Fantastic.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.